Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This evening's show is an all-birthday affair as we celebrate the birthdays of Ohio, Florida, Ruby Cowan, Jimmy Dorsey, and the United States Steel Corporation. Last week, February 27th, marked the birth in 1891 in Brooklyn, New York, of composer and pianist Ruby Cowan. He began his musical career accompanying silent films, and he co-founded the music publishing company of Stark & Cowan. He worked in radio as head of NBC's Radio Talent Department and later in Paramount's Radio Department. His collaborators included Jack Strauss, Lou Brown, Phil Butelge, and Albert von Tilzer, and his songs include You Can't Expect Kisses From Me, I'd Give the World If I Could Have You, Lonesome Little Doll, and It Was Just a Song at Twilight. In addition, he wrote quite a number of what we would call Dixie songs, such as At Uncle Tom's Cabin Door, There's Just a Little Touch of Dixie in Your Eyes, and Everybody's Crazy Over Dixie. Ruby Cowan died on July 28, 1957. His son, Stanley Cowan, born in 1918, also became a composer, writing music and producing shows for the U.S. Air Force during World War II. He died in 1991. Here are three from the pen of Ruby Cowan. Thank you.
dream of my heart. I need you, believe me, I need you. I'll be blue when we two are apart. You are my one inspiration. Changed my whole life from the start. I love you, believe me, I love you. This theme is a dream of my heart. Changed my whole life from the start. I love you, believe me, I love you. This theme is a dream of my heart.
The voice that had them fainting, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees with I Love You, Believe Me, I Love You, from November 11, 1929, about a month before the release of the RKO picture it was featured in, The Vagabond Lover, starring Rudy Valley. Ruby Cowan wrote the words and Phil Boutelge the music. Before that, from an Edison disc waxed on New Year's Eve of 1924, was Frank Crum and his orchestra with Lonely and Blue. That was recorded about 3 months before Edwin J. McAnally recorded it for Victor with the vocal by Franklin Bauer, but that effort was rejected. Frank Crum was also the composer of Melancholy Charlie and the co-composer, along with Jack Yellen and Milton Ager, of Sugar. We started our tribute to Ruby Cowan with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the vocal by Crosby, Young, Fulton, Rinker, Gaylord, and Barris, and Is It Gonna Be Long? That was recorded May 22, 1928, and was written by George Whiting with the music by Ruby Cowan and Charlie Abbott. Last week, February 29th, marked the birth in 1904 in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, of J.D., Jimmy Dorsey. His father, a coal miner, became a music teacher and led a brass band and taught his sons music. When just teenagers, Jimmy and younger brother Tommy formed a group called Dorsey's Novelty Six, which later became known as Dorsey's Wild Canaries. Both brothers started out playing cornet, but Jimmy became known for playing clarinet and alto sax, while Tommy played trombone and trumpet. During the 20s, both brothers played in various bands as sidemen and studio musicians, but in 1927 they began to record under their own name as the Dorsey Brothers and their concert orchestra. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra made its debut at the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York in 1934, but sibling rivalry forced a split, with Tommy leaving and forming his own band. The Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra played for motion picture soundtracks and on radio, including Bing Crosby's Kraft Music Hall, and the brothers later reunited. Jimmy Dorsey died in New York City on June 12, 1957, less than a year after his brother's death. Here are three from Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra. Thank you.
pace. Slap it till it's dizzy, slap that bass. Keep the rhythm busy, zoom, zoom, zoom. Misery, you've got to go. Slap that bass, use it like a tonic. Slap that bass, keep your philharmonic. Zoom, 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 and the milk and honey will flow. Dictators would be better off if they'd zoom, zoom now and then. Today, you can see that the happiest men all got rhythm. In which case, if you want a bubble, slap that bass, slap away your trouble. Learn to zoom, 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 slap that bass.
We started off our tribute to Jimmy Dorsey on October 19th, 1935, with Tap Dancer's Nightmare. Tap Dancer's Nightmare was written by Jimmy Dorsey and Larry Clinton, and Clinton also wrote that arrangement. Next was a record with a title worthy of Raymond Scott, Parade of the Milk Bottle Caps, recorded July 7th, 1936. That was written by J.D. and Charles J. McCarthy. Charles J. McCarthy also penned Mrs. Mose Has a Million Beaux Since Old Man Mose Is Dead, and co-wrote A-M-E-R-I-C-A, We All Love You. Parade of the Milk Bottle Caps is also heard in the band's 1938 Vitaphone short, which features vocalists Bob Eberly and Evelyn Oakes. And speaking of Bob Eberly, we heard him on Slap That Bass, recorded March 17, 1937. Last week, March 1st, marked the admission to the Union in 1803 of the 17th of the United States of America, Ohio. The name Ohio is from an Iroquois word meaning great river or large creek. Also known as the Buckeye State, Ohio is exactly as wide as it is long, 220 miles. The capital of Ohio is... Oh no, not Cleveland, but Columbus. Ohio is the only one of the 50 states not to have a state flag. Technically, because of its shape, Ohio has a swallowtail burgee and not a flag. And it took nearly 100 years until 1901 to get that. It was designed by architect John Eisenman to fly over the Ohio building for the 1901 Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, and he even patented it. The colors of the flag are red, white, and blue, the same as the U.S. flag, and the large white circle represents the O in Ohio. The Ohio legislature adopted Eisenman's flag in 1902, and it's been the official state flag ever since without any change. So to commemorate Ohio's statehood, here is a set of rapidly rotating records about Ohio, beginning with Ernest V. Stoneman.
Thought was when shall be our wedding day. We walk beneath a whispering pine. My heart was filled with love divine. And as we near the river side, I asked her when she'd be my bride. Just only say that you'll be mine. Little home we'll build so fine. Just down beside the river flows, down on the banks of the Ohio. Mm-hmm. I dragged her down to the riverside, and then I threw her into ground. I watched her as she floated by. Then I got home between 12 and 1. I thought of the deed that I had done. I murdered the only girl I loved, because she would not be my bride.
Fire filled the air. Maddened men ran everywhere in that big Ohio prison tragedy. Ways to safety were all blocked. Many cells were barred and locked, and the raging flames brought death and agony. Frantic convicts begged for air. Many were cremated there. Oh, the horror of that scene, the moans and pleas. While the red inferno raged, human beings trapped and caged, how they prayed and cried to God on bended knees. Picture an old lady there, climbing up the smoldering stair, looking for her boy, a victim of the flames. Now her tears are falling fast, and she finds her son at last. All a tremble, she looks on his charred remains.
Oh. Oh.
Is this your son's body, lady?
Oh, this might be him. Oh, he's little and frail like that. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy. It's Mother, honey. Mother, oh, Mother knows you were good. You were always good to Mother, weren't you, dear?
Can you identify this body?
Oh, sure, sure, I'll take him. I'll take my boy back now. The state's finished with him. The state's finished with all of these bodies. These poor charred bodies. Oh, who's to blame for this awful, awful thing? Who's to blame? Oh, bodies, bodies, bodies. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Now the state so graciously gives his body back to her after life has flown and he has paid the toll. Prison bars kept them apart, kept him from her lonely heart, but they can imprison his immortal soul. Oh, society may sneer at these convicts lying here. After all, they're human, be they what they may. Judge not each man for his crime, for we'll all be judged sometime when the Master calls us on the judgment day.
Oh, I'm gonna swing on my one love. Oh, I'm gonna play on my saxophone. Oh, I'm gonna swing, swing saxophone. Oh, I'm gonna swing on that saxophone. Yeah. I'm gonna beat on my washboard. Oh, I'm gonna tinkle on my little washboard. Oh, I'm gonna swing on my one horn. Oh, I'm gonna swing my trumpet. I'm gonna swing my little trumpet. Oh, I'm gonna tune on my little sand trumpet, baby. Now you ain't heard nothing yet. I'm gonna swing my bass. Oh, I'm gonna swing on my fiddle here. Oh, I'm gonna beat off me some strings this evening. I'm gonna play on my trumpet. I'm gonna play it on my saxophone. I'm gonna swing, 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 swing. I'm gonna play it on my saxophone. I'm gonna beat on a little banjo this evening, yeah. Ah, you don't. Oh, you can't. Oh, I'm gonna swing, swing the banjo. Oh, I'm gonna swing, swing the banjo. Piano, 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 piano. Oh, I'm gonna swing on that little piano this evening. Now I'm gonna beat me some box here this evening. Oh, I'm gonna swing, 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 swing.
Well, after those first two records, I figured we needed a change of pace, so we just heard the Washboard Rhythm Kings, and I'm gonna play Down by the Ohio, from October 18, 1932. The vocalist was Steve Washington, who played banjo in the band. We heard Jimmy Dorsey was Slap That Bass earlier, but we heard some pretty hot bass slapping there from Ghost Howl. I hope I didn't upset anyone with the other two records in that set. Before the Washboard Rhythm Kings, it was Charlotte and Bob Miller with their dramatization between a grieving mother and the warden in Ohio Prison Fire. That was written just 3 days after one of the worst prison disasters in American history, which killed 322 inmates at the Ohio State Penitentiary on April 21, 1930. Charlotte and Bob Miller recorded that in May and a couple of other sides for Grey Gull in 1930, and Bob Miller recorded several sides on his own for the label, including another prison song, Prisoner's Letter to the Governor, and their Hanging Old Jonesy Today. We started off with Ernest V. Stoneman and a 19th century murder ballad, Down on the Banks of the Ohio. In the song, Willie invites his lover for a walk during which he asks her to marry him, but she refuses, so when they're alone on the riverbank, he slits her throat. It's all right, it's just a song. The first recording of the song was by Red Patterson's Piedmont Log Rollers on August 12, 1927, but Stoneman's rendition was made for Edison on April 25, 1928. Ohio is a lovely place, and I certainly don't mean for those two records to reflect negatively on the great state of Ohio. So no letters from you Buckeyes over that, please. This very day, March 3rd, marks the 168th birthday of the state of Florida, becoming the 27th of the United States of America in 1845. Florida is known as the Sunshine State, the state flower is the orange blossom, and the capital is... Oh, no, not Miami, but Tallahassee. Two L's, two S's, two E's. So to commemorate Florida's statehood, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about Florida.
was her brother John and several hangers-on when I met Connie in the cornfield. There was her sister Sue, she brought her cousin too. When I met Connie in the cornfield, they started singing before me. Tell me the old, old story. We were both going strong till her father came along. Then I left Connie in the cornfield.
Thank you. gone back to Florida. I'm so disgusted. Well, I'm broke and busted. Can't even be trusted. Yes, I'm going back to Florida, where I'm better known. Couldn't listen to my sister. Couldn't hear my brother. Couldn't listen to my father. Didn't fare my mother. Now I'm going back to Florida, where I'm better known. To be a man, what a load I carry after all that I planned. Now I'm going back to Florida, where I'm better known. Got a letter yesterday, got one day before. If I get one tomorrow, that will be my goal. Yes, I'm going back to Florida, where I'm better known.
Was Amos Easton, better known by his stage name Bumblebee Slim, and Going Back to Florida. Amos Easton was born in Brunswick, Georgia on May 7, 1905, and first recorded for Paramount in Chicago in 1931. Over the next 6 years, he recorded more than 150 sides for Decca, Bluebird, and Vocalion, with Going Back to Florida in 1937. In the early 40s, he relocated to Los Angeles but had little success. He recorded his last album in 1962 and continued to play in clubs around L.A. until his death on June 8, 1968. Before Bumblebee Slim, it was Fred Rich and his orchestra with the vocal by Ray Stilwell and Down on the Florida Shore. That cameo 78 was waxed March 30, 1926. Down on the Florida Shore was written by Ballard MacDonald with the music by Harry Carroll. We began our tribute to Florida with When I Met Connie in the Cornfield. When I Met Connie in the Cornfield was written by Harry Tilsley, Robert Hargreaves, and Stanley Damerel, the same trio who brought us On Her Doorstep Last Night and, along with Tolchard Evans, Lady of Spain. The vocalist on that July 1929 Sterno 78 was Fred Douglas. So what does Connie in the Cornfield have to do with Florida? Well, Tony Kinsman and his band were credited on the label as the Florida Club Dance Band, but rather than the U.S. state of Florida, they were referring to the Florida nightclub in London, England.
Well, what do you know about that?
Last week, February 25th, marked the birth in 1901 of the United States Steel Corporation. It was formed by J.P. Morgan, the J.P. standing for John Pierpont, by merging the Federal Steel Company, Carnegie Steel Company, Consolidated Steel and Wire Company, and several others. So here's Wilfred Glenn to sing about steel.
Ring of the iron on the yarn mill is the music most sweet to my ear. The sound of the blow of the hammer as it gives out its tone strong and clear. On the glow of the fire in the furnace drive the shadows of sorrow away, and the flash of the sparks on the rafters are the stars that are born in the day. Bling, bang, don't you hear? Bling, bang, loud and clear, the music of the morning echoes ring, ring, bang, ring, ring, bang, ring, the music of the hummer on the anvil. Ring, bang, it's music of mind and of muscle, all the forces of nature are there. The trees seem to dance to its timing as the note pierces the clear morning air. And my heart beats with joy and with gladness to the chords that I strike on the steel, and my life from the glow of the is lasting and real. Cling, clang, don't you hear? Cling, clang, loud and clear, the music of the hummer on the anvil. Cling, clang, cling. The morning echoes ring, cling, clang, cling, cling, clang, cling, the music of the home.
We began that steel set with Wilford Glenn and a fine example of his talents as a basso profundo on A Song of Steel, recorded by Victor on November 22, 1912. A Song of Steel was written by Howard S. Neiman and composed by Charles Gilbert Spross, S-P-R-O-S-S, and the pair also wrote My Star that same year. Wilford Glenn, of course, founded the Shannon Four about 5 years after this recording was made. And you can read about his fascinating life in the 40-page booklet I wrote, and which accompanies the Rivermont CD, The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, early barbershop quartet recordings, 1925 to 1928, available from rivermontrecords.com. Unlike A Song of Steel, the Shannon Quartet CD is all electrical recordings, many of which the group had recorded acoustically years before. It's too bad Wilford Glenn didn't remake A Song of Steel electrically. After Wilford Glenn, it was the Six Blue Chips and Steel Roof from January 17, 1936. The Six Blue Chips were Pee Wee Irwin on trumpet, Joe Marsala on clarinet, Frank Signorelli piano, Carmen Masterin guitar, Artie Shapiro string bass, and Stan King on drums. And we finished up with quite a contrast to A Song of Steel. That was the Wizard of the Strings, Roy Smick, in the late 30s with some string wizardry on steel guitar rag. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.